There was something drifting in amongst the particles, a long feather shape. He lifted the suit sensor's focus, glad of the diversion. It was a complete bough from a tree, about 5 meters away on his left. The forked branches were the palest grey, tapering down to small twigs laden with long triangular leaves. The end, which had broken away from the trunk, was barbed with narrow blades of wood. Joshua datavised an order into the manoeuvring pack and curved round to catch the bough. When he reached it, he closed his gauntleted hand around the middle. It was like trying to grasp a sculpture of sun-baked sand. The wood crumbled below his fingers, dissociating into minute flakes. Tremors ran along the branches, shaking the origami leaves as if they were in a breeze. He caught himself listening for the dry rustle. Then he was suddenly in the heart of an expanding cloud of ash. He watched it for a long, regretful moment before unclipping the slim sampler box from his belt in a reflex action and swatting a few of the flakes. The gas jets fired, agitating the cloud, and he emerged into a clearer section of space. The shell section was 20 meters away. For a disconcerting moment it looked like solid ground, and he was falling towards it. He shut down the collar sensor input for half a second, redefining his visual orientation in his mind. When the image came back, the shell section was a vertical cliff face, and he was flying towards it horizontally. Much better. The soil was in shadow, although no part of the shell section was truly black. There was too much scattered light from Mochusko for that. He could clearly see the foundations now, walls of black glass snapped off a meter above the frozen quagmire of lustreless soil. The largest room had some kind of mosaic flooring, and a quarter of the small tiles were still in place. He halted 7 meters from the darkened shell surface and slid sideways. When he switched on the armor suit's lights, white spot beams picked out an elaborate pattern of green, scarlet, and mauve tiles. From where he was, it looked almost like a giant 8-taloned claw. Rivulets of water had solidified over it. They sparkled in the twin beams. Joshua assigned the image a file code, storing it in an empty neural mnemonic memory cell. The mosaic would bring in about 30,000 fusel dollars, he guessed, if he could chip the hundreds of tiles out without breaking them. Unlikely. And the water, or whatever, would have to be scraped or evaporated away first. Risky. Even if he did work out a suitable method, it would probably take at least a week. That couldn't have been the siren call he'd heard with his mind. The gas jets burped again. He began to build up a picture of the edifice as he glided over the stumpy walls. It was definitely a public building of some description. The room with the tile floor was probably a reception hall. There were 5 equally spaced gaps in one wall which suggested entrance doors. Corridors led off from the other 3 walls, each with 10 small rooms on either side. There was a T-junction at the end of each of them, more corridors, more side rooms. Offices? There was no way of telling. Nothing had been left when the building took flight, whirling off into space. But if it were a human building, he would call them offices. Like most scavengers, Joshua thought he knew the lay mill well enough to build up a working image. In his mind, they weren't so much different from humans. Weird shape. Trisymmetric. 3 arms, 3 legs, 3 stumpy serpent-like sensor heads, standing slightly shorter than a man. Strange biochemistry. There were 3 sexes, 1 female egg carrier, 2 male sperm carriers, but essentially human in basic motivation. They ate and shitted, and had kids and built machines, and put together a technological civilization, probably even cursed their boss, and went for a drink after work. All perfectly normal, until that one day when they encountered something they couldn't handle, something which either had the power to destroy them in a couple of hours, or make them destroy themselves. Joshua shivered inside the perfectly regulated environment of the SII suit. Too much time in the ruin ring could do that, set a man to brooding. So call the cramped square rooms offices, and think what happens in human offices. Overpaid, intransigent bureaucrats endlessly shuffling data. Central data storage system. Joshua halted his aimless meander around the serrated foundations and flew in close to the nearest office. Low, craggy black walls marked out a square 5 meters to a side. He got to within 2 meters of the floor and stopped, hanging parallel to it.